we've got another Whangaroa Writers' World event starting next week, basically. Oh my God, is it? What's the dates, Jacqueline? Give me the dates. So we're,
oh, there... no, don't do that to me. I think it's something like the 18th or the 19th.
Oh, no, hold on.
Tomorrow, 18th today.
Oh, the, no, not today's date. I know. Oh. I've got no, that.
Our program is the 2nd, Monday the 22nd through till Sunday the 28th of April.
Okay, and so there'll be a pop-up bookshop running the whole time as per last time?
Yes, yep, there will be. So that will be open Monday. It's open daily 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. And that the book gallery pop-up bookshop, that's sort of featuring loads of books from loads of local authors that we have here in Whangaroa.
Off the top of your head, do you know how many?
Oh, there's about 25, 26 authors, but there's probably about 20 that are part of the, you know, that have got books that are, you know, available.
Right, at the shop, yeah. That's a lot. Yep. That's a lot for a small population, isn't it?
I know. It's amazing. There's an amazing hidden talent here in Whangaroa. So,
yeah,
and some amazing authors, writers. So
we interviewed Anne Neville at the start of the week about the writing competition. Should we just do a reminder about that first up?
Yes. Yeah. So Anne has organised a writing competition, and this one it's really for students, and it's about reflecting on Anzac Day and the events of the, you know, our military past. It's all about remembrance and contemplating lessons and of our history. And so, yeah, we're calling out for anyone that's a student that wants to write and send in express what the Anzac spirit means to them.
And are there prizes?
Yes, there is prizes, and working on those at the moment. But it can be a poem, a short story, it could be a poster, a narrative essay or a descriptive essay. Its word length is 1,000 words maximum.
Okay, but no minimum by the sound of it.
No minimum, no. It can just be a poster.
Okay.
And it's about, Anzac spirit, for some it's all about, it's a can-do attitude. It's about bringing together of a community. It's about being there for a mate when they're in need. It's about respect for those who answer the call to service and sacrifice and the life that they, you know, that's left behind.
Okay.
But these are the traditional perspectives, but there's always new ones that are found every year. So we're really keen to hear student views. And they'll be up in the gallery. The entries will be on display during the gallery bookshop.
So the entries close. Remind us again when the entries close.
They actually close tomorrow, Friday.
Uh-huh. Okay. And how do people get in touch? Just any way of getting in touch with the old school is a good way?
Yeah, but there's also, if you Google Raglan Old School Art Centre, just put in the Anzac competition, it will come up too as well. There's an online entry form.
Okay,
so you can upload a file or write there directly online. Or there's a form you can go into the old school. They're open daily, 10 till 2 during the week.
Okay.
Pick one up, or you can email it through to me. So those are the options. So yeah, we'd love to hear from students that are out there.
So do you have you probably had a plan of the order you're going to talk about things in. Do you want to return to that?
Yes, sure.
Instead of me interrupting it.
No, that's all good. I love mixing it all up.
Okay.
As I said, the deadline closes tomorrow, so it'll be really good to have those in. Judging will take place, and we'll be reviewing them all over the weekend, and you will have them on display during the week, and the winners will be announced the following weekend.
Okay.
The pop-up opens on the Monday. Tuesday, the 23rd of April, at 7 o'clock, there's going to be a new writing support group, and this is, if anyone's interested out there that is a writer or is beginning on the start of their writing journey, it's about joining a writing critique group if you're interested. It can be a fantastic way to improve, you know, getting together by improving writing skills and getting, you know, valuable feedback from your fellow writers.
Okay. For anyone from experienced to non-experienced.
Yep, totally. And so it'll all be like a getting together, forming a supportive and constructive group where everyone can learn from each other and grow in their writing alongside in their writing journey.
Okay.
And it'll be facilitated by Anne Neville as well, who is a writer and a publisher.
Okay, okay. Okay, so that's the first event on the list. There's quite a few things happening again this week, or for the week, aren't there?
Yeah, we're damming things in. Well, the theme for the program this year is remembering Anzacs, and also about Whangarei Raglan history and local knowledge. So when we sort of like put together and was putting together the program, we were working on it. Yeah, there was a lot of, guest speakers that we sort of like came up with along with all these other sort of events too running alongside it. So they all complement each other. And so on Wednesday, we're very fortunate to have on the day before Anzac at 7 o'clock, a retired Major, Lindsay Amner, from the New Zealand Army. He's spent a total of 34 years serving in both the New Zealand and Australian armies. He served 10 years as a soldier in the Royal New Zealand Infantry Regiment, ending up as a sergeant, and then he completed a master's degree in strategic studies. He was being enrolled as a commissioned as an education officer in the Royal New Zealand Army Education Corps. So he's also been involved with curating creative the National Army Museum, and he's also an army historian.
So presumably he's written something.
I'm not sure if he's written something, but he does own one of the best collections of the New Zealand official war histories.
Okay. Well, if he's a historian, he must have written stuff.
Yes, most likely, but he's going to be talking, so we'll be able to ask him that question.
Yeah, yeah, I've got an interview booked with him. I actually haven't written down what day it is, but I will be talking to him just before possibly the day before he comes. That's usually when I do that.
Yeah. So he's had a quite long and industrious career over 34 years within the Army, so he's also going to be, and he's also got one of these best collections of the New Zealand official war history. So he's going to come along and talk about how he managed to come to this unique series of books came to be. Some of them are really extremely rare, with only some print runs of only about 500 copies. So yeah, he's going to bring some of these books, and he's going to talk about the more significant battles of the Gallipoli campaign on the night before our Anzac Day.
Okay.
So, so that's really special. Lindsay lives in, he retired in 2018, so he's now living in Whatawhata.
Okay, he's going to drive out for the interview. What else is happening through the week, Jacqueline?
So that's on Wednesday night, and then on the Friday, we're introducing as part of the Writers World program, we're introducing a new book club as well into the schedule.
Okay, what is it exactly? What is a book club?
I
know that's a weird question, but people might not know what a book club is anymore.
Well, there's lots of different book clubs already out there in the community, and somehow, you know, you get invited. They usually tend to be quite small groups, and you usually get invited through friends of friends. And so this is about providing an opportunity for anyone that isn't in a book club, or perhaps is in a book club but wants to join another book club, to come along and share the joy of reading with others. And there'll be a little general theme for each of the monthly book clubs. So the first one's going to be on Friday, the 26th, the day after Anzac Day, and it'll be 10:30 to 12:30. And we just welcome everyone to bring along a favourite book. It'd be great if it had a connection to Raglan. But it's not necessary as well. So this is the first one. And,
okay.
So that's a nice little opportunity if you're wanting to get involved in a book club.
Okay. And that's not the only thing happening on the 26th, is it?
No. On Friday as well, we've got a local historian, Elizabeth Amore. Elizabeth is a third-generation Raglanite. She loves history, and she really enjoys researching the history of the area. So she's going to come along and talk about her methods used over a period of more than 2 years. She did a lot of research on the East Street Cemetery.
Here in Raglan?
Yes, here in Raglan, so that she could try and identify those that were buried there. So she has also published a book, Stories Behind the Headstones, and it's about, you know, looking at the lives of the early settlers here through the telling of their stories and photographs.
And there's some quite dramatic stories. I remember talking to her in the past. I can't remember the details. I just remember there's some quite dramatic stories in people's lives back then.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, it's about, what she's saying here. Liz believes that by reading about their lives, we are better able to understand the social context of how individuals and communities experienced previous eras as well as the impact events had on them. So, that'll be really interesting as well. So that's Friday the 26th of April, 7 o'clock. Again, that's an evening talk.
Okay.
It's a really casual, really informal. It's just coming on with Kohara on the Door, the one with Lindsay as well. They're not, structured, so there's opportunity there to ask lots of questions as well. Q&A and formal sort of session.
Okay, and then also on the 27th, what is that? That's a Saturday. There's actually a museum tour.
There is. So we thought it was really important too as well to include in the program a wonderful Raglan Museum. And so this will be an opportunity to actually get a personal tour with Barbara Tay, who is one of the museum committee members there. And Barbara will be talking about the history of the museum and all its exhibits. So there's a lot of people that live here in our community, and it's quite interesting when you talk to them if they've ever been to the museum. And sometimes it's not something that you get to do. You're sort of just one of those things you mean to, but you just never get around to. You think, one day I'll go there, I'll get there.
So, Jacqueline, I have been before, but what's the most recent exhibit that's on? Because that'll be something I haven't heard of and people may not be aware of. Do you know?
No, I'm not sure. They've got the Rangatahi Peninsula exhibit. I noticed that there the other day.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that. That's photographs, isn't it?
Yes.
Old photographs.
Yes. And there's also individual private collections of different items. I know that there's, they did have, I'm not sure whether it's up there now, but they had all those beautiful deviled mirrors. Bedeviled mirrors.
I don't know what they are. I haven't seen
them. They're like those 3D mirrors, and they sort of have, they're quite, they're sort of like from probably about the 40s, 50s.
No, I didn't see that either. Okay, well, hopefully that's still there and people can check out that. I was completely unaware of it.
So there's lots of exhibits on. It's all about, including the surfing, it's all about the surfing culture, the rural and town life in Raglan, mainly during the early 20th century. And there's also exhibits about Eva Rickard and the Raglan Golf Course Dispute, the Tahora Bird Family Collection.
There's quite a lot there.
Old technology, the TB Hill Oppo Sakari Collection. Yeah, lots there. So Barbara will be doing a guided tour, and that starts at, what time does that one start? That's at 1 o'clock at the Raglan Museum.
Okay, Koha entry.
Koha entry, yeah.
Okay, anything?
We'll go to the museum.
Is that everything, or is there more planned for the week?
One more thing. We've also got a new latest release movie that's just been released in time for Anzac Day. It's called Before Dawn, and that's based on real-life war stories. It's an Australian it's a retelling of one of Australia's biggest victories during World War One.
Yeah.
And sort of the film is about Jim Collins. He's a young man from the outback. He leaves his family, runs a sheep station to join the Anzacs and fight on the Western Front with hopes of making a difference, but then realises about how entirely unforgiving war is, and it takes a toll on them. So, this is an Australian film. It's screening Saturday night at 27th of April at 7:30 p.m. and also another screening on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Before Dawn. You can book online at Raglan Movies.
And that's extra to the normal movie that done at the old school, which is there's some this weekend and the weekend after those movies.
Usually the regular movies are on the first and third weekend of the movie, so this is an additional one that's popped up that Roger did find, and it was just really fitting to fit it into the program too as well.
Okay. So, folks, we're talking to Jacqueline from the old school about the Whangaroa Raglan Riders Worlds. 22nd to the 28th of April is the current, or this the coming week's program, but you're going to have more throughout the year, aren't you?
Yeah, Yes, we are. So Tina Shaw, she's a local writer too as well, and Anne Neville have been really busy working on developing the program for May and June, which will be held on King's Long over the long weekend, on King's Birthday weekend.
Yep.
I won't say too much about it. It's just about all the details are firmed up, but there's going to be some amazing speakers from out of town that will be coming along to Raglan, and we're going to be very lucky to have this calibre of speakers coming here to the community.
Okay.
So, yeah, watch that space for when that information's all firmed up, and we'll, you know, about that one. But that's next on May, June. This is the programme for April, and, yeah, we hope you come along and experience and get involved in some of these writing support and group initiatives and talks.
Okay, and should we just remind people about, or the young people about the closing date? And do you have the time that people are used to knowing the exact time that something's closing when it's online?
No, 5 p.m. Friday. So.
5 p.m. Friday, and that's for actually say it all again because people have tuned in.
That's for the writing competition. What does ANZAC mean to you? And that's where you can submit a poem, a short story, a poster, a narrative essay or a descriptive essay, anything that you like, word length, 1,000 words. You can enter online into the Old School Arts Centre or pick up a form, handwrite it, type it, deliver it, email it, put it in our letterbox, slip it underneath the office door, the front door if it's closed.
Okay.
We'd love to hear from you. And it is school holidays at the moment. It's been a few rainy, wet weather days. So, yeah, we're hoping there's some students out there that are keen to send in something because it's a really important, event that's on our calendar day. So that's all next weekend.
All right, Wednesday. Jacqueline, thank you for your time this morning.
Thursday.
And, and I no doubt I will hear from you again when the next week of activity rolls around.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. And also you're going to be talking to Lindsay as well and possibly Barbara. So, yeah, look forward to hearing those interviews too as well. Thanks, Aaron.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Jacqueline.